A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, October the 1st, 2015. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the power cuts throughout the country and also how they are affecting everyday life, especially the lives of women. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 1-202-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you women out there, Thursday is your day. Chinache madzimai.
And we are also on the web. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Kumbenjalo ku www.voandebele.com. Kumbenjalo ku www.voashona.com.
Antoning, imisebenzi akula, economy akumanga kuhle. So indaba zokubakhiphela amagiza, yes, into enhle ukuthi kuzasinceda ukuthi sisave amagesi, kodwa nga uhulumende uyangenela nje encedise, faka amapolice ukuthi encedise abantu, kube le program ukuthi i-government iyayifunda leyo program.
Uthi singakhangelisisa abantu abaningi abanamisebenzi.
Belikuthengisela ukuthi amadoda lawa from day one, ila wazangu bakhangela ama-master plan abo Smith. Kuzwa belibele inkangathi master plan ukuthi by 2020 or 2025 amagesi ayibele izabakhona iZimbabwe yonke. Kathesi even bangafaka amagiza lawo i-40% abayichoyo, still they can't afford iwange lekaripa yakhona, cannot afford i-power generation yakhona.
Ubona njengani kuyinto enhle kakhulu ephuzile ukuthi ivuye? Ngoba thina sikhuthaza ukuthi sisebenzise esingathi ngama-sustainable forms of energy. Ilanga lamanye ama-sustainable forms of energy. Ungakhangelisisa intengo yethu eyamandla kagetsi. Si-importa amandla kagetsi amaningi avele South Africa, avele DRC, avele Mozambique. So ungasigcinisa imali, singagcina imali eningi.
In terms of electricity, we are facing that time. It's very hard. We can't afford even to buy paraffin. We can't afford even to buy the firewood. It is a hard time. We are not surviving in a good condition. We are surviving in a bed, and it is going worse and worse. Solar power. We can't use solar power for cooking. Solar power is just for light, because we can't get solar power for cooking, even if we've got a big family. We can't even afford to use solar power. That is an expensive thing. I don't think we can afford that. We can't even afford, because it's expensive.
Welcome again. If you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the incessant power cuts in the country, especially, you know, the effect on women, although they are affecting everybody in Zimbabwe. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
Marvelous. President Robert Mugabe, on his arrival from the United Nations General Assembly in New York, today actually urged people not to blame the energy minister, Samuel Ondenge, for the current shortage of power facing the country, saying this was due to the low water levels at Lake Kariba.
And PJ, what's interesting is that although the president was addressing his party supporters, he also took the opportunity to brief them on what actually transpired at the General Assembly. Mm-hmm. So in a way, he actually did, you know, good service for his supporters.
Yes, and the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, which is the national broadcaster in Zimbabwe, in its online publication today said Mr. Mugabe exonerated the energy minister from the power shortages, instead attributing it to the low water levels at Kariba, as I said before.
And also the Wange power station. And in his address, PJ, you also noted that Zimbabwe has alternative sources of power. But people are asking, like, which ones? And he went on further to say, like, coal and solar energy. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, he was also suggesting that maybe industries should consider introducing night shifts to avoid complete shutdown of industries in Zimbabwe, because the power cuts are normally during the day and the power comes on at night.
Mm-hmm. But some critics, as we've heard even from the Ndebele speakers that we're talking today, they are blaming the government for lack of proper strategic planning for causing this issue, which, according to the ZESA, which is the power utility company, is likely to be resolved around 2018, but which is very unlikely.
Yes, and a lot of people are actually saying maybe the government is, you know, pegging 2018 so that they have it, you know, resolved before the general elections in 2018. But we'll wait and see. But let's take a listen to a few words by the Energy Minister, Samuel Ondenge, on the causes of the power cuts. He spoke to our correspondent in Harare earlier on.
Kariba Dam, the water level has gone down, so we are no longer generating the power we used to generate. At Kariba Power Station, we used to generate 750 megawatts. Now we are down to 475 megawatts.
That the PJ was the Energy Minister, Samuel Ondenge, speaking to VOA earlier on.
Lamhlanje kuhlelo lethu.
No, PJ, although there is a call by the government for the public to use solar power, you know, it has been welcomed by some sources, but others are actually saying it's out of reach of the general public. Let's take a listen at how much exactly it costs for you to actually put up solar power in Zimbabwe currently.
Okay.
Before we move.
At each level, we require different amount of equipment. Like just for lighting, in terms of pricing, lighting can cost anything between $100 $200 just to buy the equipment, depending on how many lights you need to power. Then going, if you include more appliances such as entertainment, basically we're talking about our TVs and our radios, decoders and the like, with the lighting included, that the quotation for that would vary from anything around $800 right up to $1,300. So for that much, you are able to have some lighting in your house and be able to have your TV switched on for the greater part of the day and even at night. Then coming on to the third group of systems, which includes the lighting, the entertainment, as well as refrigeration. So here we're talking about the lights, we're talking about the TVs, the decoders, the radios, and the refrigeration. Basically, refrigerators, the freezer, deep freezers, and another form of refrigeration appliance. So for those systems, we are talking systems which are worth 2,500 going right up to 4,000. So these systems are majorly for domestic use only.
That the PJ was a solar expert speaking to us earlier on from Bulawayo.
Leo ke bekuyingcwethi ebona ngezamandla awelanga awesolar ayebikhuluma ikobulawayo. kodwa ke sile silusiza ukuthi ke simtholanga ngolimi lesindebele kodwa kungasenani kuhlelo lethu lamhlanje kulabo abasanda kusixhuma kuhlelo lethu asihluzeni bomama sihluza indaba lezi ezokuthi ezibhekane labo esifazana ikakhulu omama yibo ababhekana lodubo lolu okakhulu olokusilela kwamandla kagetsi amagetsi kuthiwa vele ahlala ecitshiwe nsuku zonke akulalapho lapho elingathola khona amanzi konke lamandla kagetsi mhla kuyana sibe sikhuluma ngezamanzi kodwa ke namhlanje sikhuluma ngezamandla kagetsi uhulumende ekhuthaza ukuthi ngakwenziwe ama-shift kumankampani engxenye kungenza lolu dubo lube nganeno kodwa ke njalo ekhuthaza ukuthi ngakusetshenziswe amandla elanga abantu bekhonona besithi amandla awesola aqinanga kangako akwanisa ukuphakamisa isitofu akwanisa ukuphakamisa amafriji akwanisa ukuphakamisa izinto eziningi ikho ke ayenela kuphela ukuthi alayite endlini
Iroida mapj nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa dambudziko remagetsi riri kunetsa munyika asi hatichanyanyotaura zvakawanda nekuti pari zvino tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga uyezve tichambonzwa kubva kuzesa kuti zesa iri kuti chii panyaya iyo yemagetsi zesa yakataura nestudio 7 muchinguva chapfuura kuti magetsi aya chii chiri kunyanyonetsa tomboteerera kubva kuzesa Mr. Fulad Gwasira from ZESA right now. And while we're waiting to get
the... I think power station, you may be a mass power station. I think that's anchor power station. Your power station will be a catastrophe. 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 Kutange achiwajira. Kile kujia kumika na gitu mela customer yedi. Kana kumia kwa leza kachina yedi demand. Kanzi achi ya katikiri. Mwene waya kapasiti yedi tijari yedi mwene ya tibiri. Kariba achi kiesi sono gana gitu mfu. Mche kwa hindi kuti mwena 2018. Kepa chaya tia yedi mwene kapasiti. Kepa chaya ya mwango magwenya ya macha. Mwena 2018. Magwenya ya. Ane nga achiti mahiri aliku wangi. Amishanta tema mahiri aliku kariba. Kari sino kariba ya. Anjine ya data ni mshishiri kule jira.
Avo ndiva Fulad Gwasira vanomirira ivo zesa vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko PJ vanga vari kungotitaura kuti zvii zviri kuitika panyaya iyo yemagetsi uyezve vachiyambira ivo kuti dai vanhu vaedza kushandisa maglobes asingatore gwenya rakawanda nezvimwewo asi toenderera mberi edu tombotora munyarikani wedu wekutanga Honorable Jesse Majome veHarare West makadii Makadii honorable.
Tiripo makadiwo.
Aiwa tiri wadi tokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndinotenda ndinofara kuva pano.
Aiwa mombotipirawo kuti kwakamira sei nyanya kwamunogara imi panyaya iyo yemagetsi pari zvino.
Nyaya yemagetsi yanetsa yaita bongo zvochairo. Mufunge upenyu hwemuZimbabwe wazonyatsooma zvaoma chaizvo. Nekuti chokwadi nehansanda mbondwa nezvenyika inonzi magetsi anenge asipo kwemaawa anoita gumi nemasere pazuva. Zvinoreva kuti handiti kuti magetsi anongowanikwa kwendingati maawa pamwe maybe kana matanhatu chete. Izvo zvaomesa upenyu saizvo kuno kugwara rewest vanhu tatambura chaizvo mufunge ringori rima rega 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 chairo chairo. Nekuti zvinokanga chazvinhu zvakawanda upenyu wabva waomesesa nguva dzekubika kana zvakutotinetsei nekuti mufunge mari iri kunetsa zvakare zvaitwa nenyaya yemagetsi zvakuita kuti vanhu titomboedza kutsvaka dzimunzira sekuti tiwane zvekutenga zvekubikisa kana ingave gas uye gas iri kudhura chaizvo kana kuti mamene kana kuonesa kana makendiri mabudget evanhu akutowedzera mari haina kumbowedzerwa vanhu vashoma shoma vasara vane mabasa yavo mari yavo haina kuwedzerwa kuti vakwanise kutenga zvinhu zvinoita kuti magetsi vachiashaya uyezve vamazhinji havasichi havasi mabasa saka paitika dambudziko uyezve zviri kukonzera kurasikirwa kwemari yakawanda mafiriji aya aiwa zvichatotaura vanhu vazhinji vaakutonyatsooverwa vanenge vaiedzawo kuti vaseve vatenge ngatika pamwe nyama dzakati wandei zvakubva zvatoshaya zvabva zvashaya basa vane majeneratawo zvabva zvaoma nekuti majenereta mamwe mazhinji akutofa nekuti haatarisirwa ndeche kuti ange akabatira kwenguva yakanyanya kana inopfuura kana maour four uyezve dhiziri racho rinoda kutenga zvakangooma zvese mufunge vane mainveti mabhatiri avo ese akutokomplaina auda kutotengwa mamwe saka tabhadhara tiri kubhadhara chaizvo tabhadhara muripo mukuru chaizvo nekutadza kwehurumende kunge ichitungamirira nyika ichironga nguva iripo kuti pagadziriswe mikana yekuti vanhu vapote vatizowana chi vaone magetsi zvekuti hanzi kupwa kwemvura yemukaribha achokwadi hazvina kana nematuro ese
tombokubatai muromo ipapo honorable kuti you're a parliamentarian yourself are these issues being discussed in parliament we've seen in the past some committees asking organizations like ZESAS and others to come forward and explain what is going on what's the situation in parliament right now
just exactly yesterday this minister of energy minister Undenge actually fled parliament yesterday you know he fled out of parliament quietly during question time to avoid being asked questions by members of parliament yesterday at question time there were many of us members of parliament who were ready to ask him questions and there was even a point of order raised by honorable Elias Mujuri when he got out to say to the acting speaker to actually request him to come back and he fled he disappeared you know and we were actually joking that he's just gone like the electricity is always going as well mm-hmm. The government is not serious and is dishonest about this and you know it doesn't have any shame it has failed I mean dismally but it doesn't want to admit it and it doesn't mm-hmm. want to take responsibility it wants to blame the water in Kariba and it doesn't even have the decency to come straight up and explain to us what it is that's going on or even to meet and take other you know organize other measures that can mitigate these losses the best it can do is to want to insult us by wanting to force us to buy solar geysers that whose money is not giving us because instead of just doing the decent thing and say you know we have failed in Zimbabwe we have let you down mm-hmm. and we are sorry I have not heard a single apology from anyone either from the government itself I definitely to say look you know what mm-hmm. we are really sorry about this thing we failed you and you know we messed up and we are going to try nothing no apologies at all
thank you very much PJ I think you have a caller or I'm not sure
yeah ngilomlalele lapha ose sithini ose thinte ngocingo siya kwamukela ekhem moyo
yebo linjani
hayi siyaphila linjani len
yes mina I'm saying the government play is actually responsible for ubunzima bonke obufe obukhangelwe ngamaZimbabweans.
Yeah.
Since 1980, they never concentrated on building the economy on behalf of abantu abeZimbabwe abalwela leli lizwe. They started in Operation Gukurahundi. They babuya Operation Mavotera Kupi. Operation Murambatswina. Izinto ezingadevelop economy yelizwe. It is not only energy ehluphayo.
Yeah.
Bayenza ngokuthi nxa kulento ehlupha yiye sikhulunywa ngayo. Kathesi sikhuluma ngani ngeelectricity.
Yeah.
Sebe le plan they jump to have a plan yokuthi kungaba le solar. Imali yona le solar iyavela ngapi? And abantu bonke behlupheka kanje. Why bengazami ku-resuscitate ona lawo ama-facilities akhona a-generate electricity rather than ukuqalisa into entsha ezafuna imali eningi bona benza ngokupolitika kakhulu at the expense of impilo yabantu that is politics into abayenzayo ukuthi bazame ukuchaza abantu ngezinto abangalazo but into esiyikhulumayo lapha ikuthi bengaqolelwa balecala lokuyehluleka ukusevisa abantu abeZimbabwe kumele babe answerable
yeah But bona vathi khona iKaripa amanzi aseKaripa yiwa senga sema selevel encane kakhulu okokuthi kayisayenza ukuthi bakwanise ukugaya amandla kaGetsi.
Bakuboneka tesi into into le has been projected long back.
Yeah.
Even the previous government knew that ama levels of amanzi eKaripa ngesikhathi esinje kuyabe ukuhamba kanje.
Yeah.
IZimbabwe ayihluphi ilabantu abaningi abafundileyo ama experts amaningi.
Hayi bazingqedi.
Ayisinto esingathi ibonakale kathesi.
Yeah.
Le it's an excuse which is worthless to talk about it. They know, they knew. They should be held responsible by failure to provide ama services to ama Zimbabweans.
Yeah. Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Moyo. Wena ke ucebisa ukuthi kwenziweni?
I government yethu should be proactive rather than ukudwela much on political consolidating power. Ngoba izano government yona ifuna i-political power ukuthi abantu badlani, abantu bahlupheka kanganani abalanda bala. Lokho abakukhuluma ngamanga nje ukuthi abantu babavoteni. Yinto abayifunayo kuphela ukuphilisa abantu abalanda balakho.
Eh, inhlala kahle yabantu abalanda bala. Hayi, mbongile kakhulu Moyo.
Siyabonga.
Yeah. Marvelous, I'm sure you picked a few things here and there when he was speaking in show nde English.
I tried.
Basically, Moyo was blaming the government and the politicking, as he calls it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much politics of everything. And I asked him the question, but the government is saying the water levels in Kariba are very low.
Mm-hmm.
So what can they do about it? It says they should have planned long before. And there are so many experts in Zimbabwe that they could have put their heads together
mm-hmm.
and planned much more ahead.
It seems, you know, it's a real genuine contribution. And we've heard from mm-hmm. some of the callers that we spoke to earlier on saying the same thing. And mm-hmm. also the critics of government saying government could have strategically planned for this mm-hmm. before it happened. And all the experts right now have left the country. You know, we've lost to our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a situation I think that we'll have to keep debating until we come to some kind of good conclusion. And we heard earlier on from Honorable Emajome, who's saying that the Minister of Energy, you know, fled from Parliament yesterday. So it's a very tricky situation.
But, because even some officials in ZANU-PF were calling for his head,
mm-hmm.
that he should resign. And when President Mugabe arrived today, I understand he said he's going nowhere.
Yeah, so, you know, we will watch and see what happens. Honorable, you are hearing what PJ is saying there. We heard the president addressing his supporters at the Harare International Airport today, saying the minister, energy minister, is going nowhere. What's your take?
You see, this is the sad thing about the president. He actually doesn't realize that by trying to exonerate the minister, he's actually unwittingly taking the blame himself, because yes, certainly at a personal level, the minister is not responsible. But the minister is a minister not in his personal capacity. He mm-hmm. is performing a government function. So the government of President Robert Mugabe is the one that has actually failed to do this. So in a way, he has admitted that his government has totally failed, and it's clueless as to how to respond to this, because it created the problem in the first place by not doing this. And you know what really also, what is also very tragic about this is that I agree with the caller who was saying that the government is more concerned about political posturing. Mm-hmm. You see, that this government has no clue. It has made a lot of noise about defending the Chinese government and the Chinese regime. But you know, the Chinese are known all over for their innovation in technology, and particularly for making solar power accessible and affordable. So for me, it really boggles my mind why ZANU-PF was, you know, going hoarse and really, you know, making a lot of noise about friendship with the Chinese, when it actually failed to actually have a strategic friendship and actually borrow from the Chinese and have the Chinese help us install solar technology a long time ago when they started it. All they were interested in is defending ZANU-PF officials and chairpersons there,
to learn how to retain power and so on. But they don't even learn also, because even the Chinese party, Communist Party also, it actually has a change of leadership every now and then.
Honorable Majome, I may have to come in there and just ask you to hang on. PJ has another caller on the line before, you know. So we'll ask you to hold on a little bit and we'll come back to you, PJ.
Silomlalele sesilayi lapho seGwanda uSthabile Chuma siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Siyabonga mama.
Yeah. Linake udaba olusegudini uyaluzo. Alinake ngapho ngaseGwanda lilubona njani?
Hayi amagesi lawa aphinde ngapha aseyiprepared. Osokusihlupha kakhulu okwedlula lokhani kwakuqala. Bathi sitibiselwa amagesi la sasivele singawazi lokwazi. Bathi bona asengawethu. Kodwa-ke khathesi asisakwazi. Ulesikwelede awulasikwelede uvela bhatala, uvela thenga ukuthi ujusela ujusa amagesi, amagesi sehambile khonapho, amafriji secitshile, awusapheki, imali enkulu vele awusela.
Usuthenga ama-prepaid lawo.
Suthenga ama-prepaid lawo. Khonapha ngisemnyameni angidlanga lokudla. Belokhu esezibeni njengoba bekuthiwa becishe kuseni, ngizaphela ngiphekela amagesi lawo ngesikhathi sabo lapho abafuna khona, angabuya. Kakabuyi.
Ahamba okwesikhathi esinganani ngelanga?
Kulezi nsuku vele asisakwazi ukuthi ahambe okwesikhathi esinganani, ngoba as it is ahambe ekuseni.
Ye. Loke ngakaphela.
Khathesi lokhu ngakakhulu. Amafriji asevuza.
Usencibilile.
Ungachuphekile ukudla. Ufake efrijini. Kuzavula. Uthemba ukuthi anjengoba amagesi akhona ahamba, ngizakudla kuqanda.
Yeah. Kodwa-ke uhulumende.
Kukhona selulukhulu kakhulu.
Uhulumende ukhuthaza ukuthi ngaku uyasetshenziswa amandla elanga awesola. Linake lithini ngalolu hlelo?
Amandla esola lawo yebo angaba mahle, ikuthi into ehluphayo ukuthi baqali ngokuthi bafundise abantu ngento ethatha indawo. Uzabona besebefile bethi siyalifakela amasola, bazothiwa izizathu zabo. Simele sifundiswe siweye ukuthi amasola la angafakwa. Udubo lakhona lunengi kumbe lulutshwane.
Yeah.
Kati akulale chance. Siyabona sebefunga ukuthi asiyenzeni, asiyenzeni, asiyenzeni. Abantu vele kulezi nsuku sithi sina sikhululekile, akulaza kukhululeka zandawo, because sesisenzela izinto esingazaziyo, esingazifunile.
Yeah.
Ilanga lakhona kati sizivile ngabuya, kuza amasola la azahamba njani njengoba la magesi akhona evele ezihambela.
Okusho ukuthi vele ulwazi lokuthi isola yangkhona isebenza njani alilali.
Yeah.
Hayi siyabonga Nkosikazi Chuma. They marvelous the most probably is the electricity.
Yes.
I couldn't understand some of the things that she was saying because she was breaking off. But essentially she was saying we did buy into this program of prepaid. But the moment you go and buy the prepaid, you don't have any more money to buy the wood, the firewood to cook
for
right now. Yeah, for today, day-to-day use. Like today, the power went off in the morning up to now. The power is not back. So food is getting rotten and it's affecting a lot of things, electrical gadgets. And I asked it about the solar program.
PJ, very interesting.
Time is not our side.
There. But we'd like to thank our guest, Honorable J.C. Majome, if you could stay on the line, and also to our listeners, especially our last listeners who was just giving us a roundup of what she's seeing in Gwanda and what's happening in her household. But stay with us as we go to our live streaming. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Mina Praxit is Jeremiah. Sisiya ebulenjini sivalelisana labalaleli bethu abaseradiweni.